Professional club, no,
they got what they're doing.
No, they got probably what.
All right, everybody, we'll get started in just a little bit here. Our main event is at 5:15, so we have a little time. We'll start before that, but we don't really have anything. Just take your time.
The architects, it's all black, fine arts, the planners. What if you want to get on the back?
Yeah, and they're not going to give us.
That's the Robert.
I love that.
You guys did not.
Yep. I mean, I
didn't.
Okay. I'm just trying to like find out.
So a quick poll of the room, real quick. Would we rather start the meeting now and then recess until 5:15? Or is everyone going to leave if we do that? Or should we wait like 10 more minutes and then get started? Bladder, you want to wait and just like chill for a little bit.
Wait, what are we waiting on again? Sorry.
So the provost and others are coming at 5:15 for their presentation and questions on the interim expressive activity policy. We don't have enough material, and one of the main people who worked on Resolution 64, Mr. Letterman, is direly sick with the flu and is not here. So we're going to postpone that, I think, until next week. Oh, that's a great idea. Okay, so we'll start the meeting in like 10 minutes or so. Let's use this time to read the policy, if you haven't yet. Can we get a roll call, please?
Diviaki Raju. Amira Akhan.
I'm holding a proxy, Kara Severet.
Lucia Balastrary. Lizzie Barrett. Isa Tu Berry. Franklin Berry. Simone Chan. Rocco Lorenzo.
Present.
Zora Duram. David Diao.
Present.
Paris Everett.
Present.
Christian Flournoy. Allison Helkowski. Miles Height. Sandra Jordan. Sion Kim. Clyde Letterman.
Excused.
Laura Meng.
Present.
Yash Moitra.
Present.
Suraj Parikh.
Present.
Casey Platkin.
Regentus.
Mani Rizeka. Stellar Sun.
Present.
David Soares. Present. Benjamin Terhar. Claire Ting.
Present.
Adam Vinson.
Present.
Amy Wang. Patrick Keel.
President not vote.
All right, we will now read the land acknowledgement. Cornell University is located on the traditional homelands of the Gaigahono, the Cayuga Nation. The Gaigahono remembers the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, an alliance of six sovereign nations with a historic and contemporary presence on this land. The Confederacy precedes the establishment of Cornell University, New York State, and the United States of America. We acknowledge the painful history of Gaigahono dispossession and honor the ongoing connection of Gaigahono people, past and present, to these lands and waters. Please take a minute and review the March 7th meeting minutes, and if I get a motion to approve when someone is ready.
So moved.
The meeting minutes are moved by Trustee Swenson. Is there a second?
Second.
There's a second. It's by unanimous consent. Is there any dissent? Seeing none, the meeting minutes are approved for March 7th. We'll now move on to announcements of the day. Are there any announcements on the floor? Vice President De Lorenzo.
I don't know if anyone here knew, but today is Cornell Giving Day. So you guys should all give back to Cornell one last push. It's all for the students, but just want to make sure everyone knows it's Giving Day.
Thank you, Vice President De Lorenzo. Trustee Swenson.
Hello, audience. We have free food if you're hungry, and you guys pay for it. So,
yeah, please feel free to get some food if any of you are hungry. Other announcements on the floor? Okay, I will move to my announcements then. Representative Moitra.
On Sunday, I think I, alongside a few more representatives, will be representing us at the IV Plus Assemblies meet. And one of the things that I will be presenting is the Committee of Professional Resources to students from all the IVs there. In case anyone has inputs that they'd like me to mention or would otherwise like to be involved, please get in touch.
Yeah, this is a great opportunity to learn more about to learn more about what the other Ivy League student governments are doing. You know, there's a lot of cool stuff going around on at our peer institutions. And we can all learn a lot from each other. I'm really excited that we've been putting this on. And I'm looking forward to seeing as many of you there as can come. The other announcement for me is that the SUNY SA Executive Conference is this weekend. That's super cool. This is the first time in, I think, 17 years that we've hosted SUNY Student Assembly at Cornell University. So pretty big deal. If any of you are interested in running for SUNY Student Assembly positions, that student government is mandated by New York State and represents all of the SUNY schools in New York State. It's a lot of students, like 3.2 million students or something. And if any of you are really ambitious and want to run for the presidency, you sit on the board of trustees of the SUNY system. So anyone's interested in that? Trustee Swenson.
So a couple of weeks ago, we passed the resolution to create the ad hoc committee on community engagement. And we haven't had too much momentum within this committee. And one of the initiatives I really want to push is the Home Plate Initiative, which was put forth about a few years ago by the Einhorn Center for Community Engagement. And essentially, it puts students at the dinner table with citizens of Ithaca. So I'm looking for volunteers. I'm looking for people to help out. Please let me know.
Executive Vice President Ting.
Hello, everyone. So last spring, around the same time, this assembly unanimously passed a resolution regarding trigger warnings in the classroom and being more courteous to students by giving them advance notice for sensitive material. For anyone who might have strong opinions on this, I may have an opportunity for you to be featured on a new Dr. Phil primetime segment. So if this is something that you're interested in, please let me know.
That's sick.
Executive Vice President Ting is going on Dr. Phil on Monday. Sick. Send us the clip. Is it going to be streamed live? Dope. Everyone, we will be hosting a watch party. It'll go in April. Okay, we're going to do a watch party for the Dr. Phil show of Executive Vice President Ting, for sure. I will buy popcorn.
Wait, she's going on the actual show?
On the actual Dr. Phil show.
Oh, snap.
That's sick. I'd do that. That sounds fun. Yeah, Raga, you should go on it. All right.
Point of inquiry. Does this include our students that are engaged in the assembly that are in the audience?
Yeah, anybody. If anybody wants to...
Anyone in the audience, if you want to go on Dr. Phillip, please email the assembly.
Chair Williams.
I was just going to say, if anyone wants more context about the resolution, read the Cornell Daily Sun or talk to me or Executive Vice President Singh. This is our resolution that we passed through academic policy last year.
This is a crazy series of events. And if anyone wants to learn more about how we got absolutely trashed in the New York Times,
not even the Daily Sun.
What?
Said not just the Daily Sun, the New York Times.
Yeah. New York Times, a 1 minute conversation about something we thought would be non-controversial turned into a New York Times story the next day. And it was not super awesome. Or maybe it was. I don't know. That's a nationwide discourse. Anyways, fun story. Better than Harvard. Anyways, all right, let's get back on track here. Any other announcements? Please make some more announcements so we can wait for Provost to come. Trustee Swenson. Okay, beautiful. Chair Bangura.
Yeah, sure. So this is related to the eclipse. The Cornell Astronomical Society is hosting a free bus ride all the way up to Rochester to see the full eclipse. It's free. The bus leaves at, I think, 8 a.m., so it's a day off. I think it's worth it. It's a, you know, huge astronomical event, but space is going very fast on campus groups, so definitely get on that. Once again, free bus ride all the way up, all day, eclipse, 100%. Yes.
And what is the org called again?
The Cornell Astronomical Society.
Thank you.
Also, just a reminder that we have a $75,000 endowed fund on the Student Assembly called the Student Assembly Infrastructure Fund, SAIFC. Nicholas is the chair of that. Applications have to be submitted for infrastructure projects on campus, new bike racks, other things. I don't know, whatever you want to come up with. You have to submit applications online, though, and that money disappears if we don't use it. So if you want to, there's an application online, SAIFC at Cornell Assembly. Anyone can submit applications. Yeah, make sure. Trustee Swenson.
Regarding that fund, I had an idea and I kind of wanted to gauge the Student Assembly on this. What about a bench outside on the slope named after our great president, Patrick?
Oh, we put a couch.
Couch?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Thank you, JP. for the bit. Other Yash Moitra, did you have another announcement?
No, I just had a question about the infrastructure fund.
Questions can be answered. Ask away.
What is the scope of our authority? Like, okay, for example, could you theoretically use the money to build a garden on North Campus or fix Tonlin's bathrooms? So I just want to know what the scope of our authority with that money is.
Like, well, 25 years ago, we built the Schwartzman Performing Arts Center. So
25 years ago, when we graduated, we could have afforded to live.
Yeah, that's true. Now we can. Trustee Swenson.
On a more serious note, I had this idea to extend library hours during finals week. So, and extend the cafe hours during finals week too. So maybe some of this money can go to that. We need to get on it. And then since this money disappears, we should probably spend it. So what if we got free coffee for the whole school?
So those actually would not count as infrastructure fund projects. There's like guidelines online. But I do think those are things that we should talk about funding through our normal allocation. Representative, please.
One thing that with the infrastructure fund that I was thinking about, because you mentioned bike racks, one thing that I kind of wanted to push forward was potentially cameras around bike racks, since bike theft is happened a lot. I've definitely suffered from it. And so that was something that I just thought definitely pushed, and I'll make sure about the application for that.
Great.
Point of information. Have you ever heard of the bike share program? The person who made it, he did a very great job with it.
Oh my god. Okay. With that, seeing no other announcements, we'll move into our open microphone section. Chair will now recognize any community member who wishes to speak at this time. Each community member may speak for up to or in excess of 3 minutes. Any takers? Does anybody want to just like come up and speak while we wait?
Sing us a song.
I do. Well, I could do both.
You want to introduce yourself?
Okay. So I have to talk to the Greek internal, whatever it's called, council. But I had this idea the other day for, you know, we're trying to think of like larger campus-wide events that we can do that, you know, we can get a little publicity for student assembly, but also, you know, fundraise, donate, do some philanthropic work, you know, fix up some buildings around campus. I was thinking Greek life Olympics. Anybody? Thoughts?
Yeah. That's sick.
So we're talking all the fraternities, all the sororities, you know, pitch in part of their philanthropic funds, and the winner gets to donate half of it to whoever, you know, whatever organization they want, and the other half is donated to a free organized nonprofit for the event. Any thoughts, any ideas, since we're just open micing right now?
Hey, Lorenzo.
Some great thoughts about this. other schools do it very well because all they do is like sit around and drink and party and raise philanthropy money. They don't
like at Harvard.
Not at Harvard, like at state schools, right? What we do here is like a sports tournament, like once a semester, where it's the same model where like they raise money, like you pay money to participate, and then half of it goes to like the winning organization's philanthropy, and then half goes to like a predetermined one. So like we already kind of have something like that. We have a soccer tournament coming up May 3rd. Yeah. So as soon as somebody wants to kick some money over to that, I could raise more money. You know what I mean?
The other thing we've talked about in the past, and I think it's probably too late to do it this year, but we could maybe do it. You all could maybe do it next year if you're still around. So Alabama student government does a battle of the bands every year. And basically people, like a bunch of bands on campus, submit videos of them like performing a song, and then students vote on which bands they think is best. And then the top like five, there's this big concert where students have to buy tickets. And then all of that money gets put into a fund that then can be used as like non earmarked money to like fund like basic needs and like other stuff that like students need, that like we have students helping students, but that has like specific like things because it's student activity fee money. Yeah. So that would be a good way to like raise funds that could be spent on students' problems that like isn't tied to student activity fee money, which has like very specific requirements about what we can spend it on. Representative Dio.
I know one proposal for the infrastructure funding that's in the works right now is stuff related to pedestrian safety. So better signage on things like crosswalks, just because that, I don't know if, I assume everyone's been walking around campus, but like some people like driving, it's like, there's some close calls, you know, just want to make sure that everyone is safe. I don't know what the incident report is like for collisions, but I've seen two like car vehicle pedestrian collisions. So
any other ideas?
When it comes to the Battle of the Bands thing, for Slope Day, the opener, they kind of do a smaller Battle of the Bands thing, and they had four participate last year.
Yeah.
After Six took it home. They opened Slope Day. Shout out After Six. But I like the idea of making it like a larger scale thing, and then maybe just having a student band event only. That would be good.
And I think the idea too is that like Slope Day isn't chosen by the students, mm-hmm. right? And like that's why you get things like that happened last year. It was a little before some of your time, but so I don't know. I think it'd be cool. I just also think like for the future, as you guys go on, it's really important to think about if there's ways we could raise funds that could be put towards things like basic needs that we can't really, are really hard to fund with student activity fee money because it's tied to student dollars. So just things to think about. Trustee Swenson.
Another idea I have is to fund Christmas tree lights on campus next year.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a big thing in Columbia. And as the number one school in New York State, I really think that we should be doing everything better than Columbia. So.
Wait, what lights?
Christmas lights on the trees.
Yeah.
Cool. Also, you guys know that this big tree on the slope is like the original tree from Ezra Cornell's farm? Yeah. That's where Ezra Cornell's farm was. It's the oldest tree on campus. It's dope. It was there when Ezra Cornell, this was just a farm and not a university. Pretty crazy.
I think it'd be fun to do holiday lights, perhaps, instead of Christmas lights.
I think that's a great carry. Yeah.
Maybe absolutely. Maybe some other memorabilia from other holidays that happen around December.
Absolutely.
I think that'd be really cool. We could put like three things on top of the tree.
Yeah.
Like a star. That's a great idea. And then something for Kwanzaa. I almost called it Kwanzaa. For Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa, just combined.
And yeah, Mepi Crispa Kwanzaa.
Yeah. Representative.
Would it be possible to get, like, trees, like, just around, like,
some on North Campus, some on West Campus, in different places, and then people could just decorate them too.
I think that's a great idea, and you should look into it next year if you're still in the assembly, which I would encourage all of you, as I've said before, to run again. And
there was also the idea previously, like, floated to the assembly. It was just like waiting on approval from like Lombardi and stuff to set up a fund for resources for students, incoming students, for like furniture, lights, and things like that, because not all dorms are furnished equally. And it's just like for low income students who maybe don't have like the funds to be spending on furniture, to like just have like a pool of that that can be drawn upon by students on like kind of as a lending basis.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Also, I know that there were conversations with Lombardi about that earlier in the year, and I think that SEL was just going to do it and not have us spend our money on it. So I think that hopefully that's ready for freshmen in the fall. And then the student bar is a big deal. Thank you, Lizzie. Do you want to speak about that? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're going to fun the heck out of it.
Yeah,
I don't know. Has everyone heard about
this? We got to set up some meetings first, but like,
okay, yeah, so
for sure.
What? This is the impetus is Lombardi's idea, but Lizzie has been working with people in the school, the hotel school, and is gonna have floor designs done for a student bar in Willow Strait, which hopefully maybe would open up early next semester.
Already met with a professor focuses on interior design. We're just waiting on the CAD floor plans, like formally put everything in place to have like a design.
And Lombardi said that we'll have that next week.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and fun fact, there used to be a student bar on campus, except it was in Oak and Shields, and no one wants to go hang out in Oak and Shields. So,
fun fact, they marketed that bar as somewhere to go at night when you want to
like
go out.
They wanted it to be like a club.
Yeah.
Representative Moitra.
Whoever is the student bar idea, is it possible for the bar to accept VIPs?
VIP space? I don't know. Maybe. That's a Lizzie question. That's a get the bar in first. I'm hoping we can get like smoked anchovies or something there. That'd be cool. BRB, yeah, BRB, that's great. BRBs.
Tell you, beer is not tax deductible with BRBs. Definitively.
Right, where are
they? Does Student Assembly have MPs? No.
Have what?
MPs. Military police. Where are people? They clearly need, you know, a rendezvous.
I've been advocating, or did advocate at the start of the semester, that we should institute a sergeant in arms to go like grab people and drag them to the meetings.
Well, let's go, our vets, let's go.
Here we go. I love you.
I didn't love. But we got extra food for them too.
Representative Everett.
Motion to end the meeting.
The motion is on the floor is to end the meeting. There's a second. We have no business today. We moved it. There's dissent on the floor.
There is dissent.
I'm going to allow you to state your dissent just because I want to know what it is.
When will we reschedule this meeting to?
All right.
What?
Okay.
Well, that's dissent.
What were you going to say, Representative Barry?
You know, I just wanted to, you know, you have to exercise your power to know that it's still there. So I wanted a motion to dissolve the assembly. Hopefully you guys don't feel that way, but I just wanted to motion that.
That's not an order at this time. Trustee Swenson.
Do we have any insight into when we could possibly reschedule this meeting?
I think that, yeah, when we can get it rescheduled. All right, everyone just...
Actually, I withdraw my motion just because I feel like, you know, D-Love came, so I think we should all give her a hand of applause.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, thank you, seriously. So we don't have anything else on the agenda. The only other thing was majorly inspired by Mr. Letterman, who has the flu. No, it's been an ongoing conversation. It's not really something. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
There's a motion. There's a second. Is there any dissent? Seeing none.